Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're at the Mighty 1090 remote studio here today at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. Want to thank our chief engineer, James, for being here, setting everything up early this morning. And we'll be back here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I might also add, with another great panel here at the Hyatt Regency today. But today is an unbelievable opportunity here at the Hyatt to come and talk to the people that run our fisheries here. We have Director Chuck here, as well as his panel of people that basically run our state's fisheries. We're having some great questions. We have a super audience here giving away some great prizes, and it's been a fun show so far. We have a full hour left.
Yeah, great show, great information, and we're looking forward to another hour for sure. Again, if you want to join us, we mentioned during the break, love to hear from you on the phone. That's what makes the show great, is everybody's participation. And if you want to get through, 858 area code 457-1090 is our local line, or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only are you going to get a chance to have your questions answered by this esteemed panel here, but also some great prizes for everybody. And as Pete mentioned before, if you want to step up to the microphone, see any of the guys here helping out, Roger or Gary or Dave, anybody, let them know that you'd like to ask a question. We'll get it up front here. And every single person who steps up to the microphone is going to have an opportunity to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Such a cool opportunity. Again, it's a brand new pair of Maui Jims, the Piahi with Dorado frame and the bronze HCL lens. That's going to one lucky person with a stand-up mic question. Also, our phone callers, at the end of the show today, we're giving away two tickets to go to the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar. So if you're on the phones on your way up to this show, you're going to get a couple of tickets to go down to Del Mar. So certainly stoked about that. And then in addition to that, just come on down, our live audience here at the Hyatt Regency here in Long Beach, giving away tons of prizes during the break and having a lot of fun doing it. And with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report, which is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need to get the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your next trip to help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection for Spectra to Mono or Spectra to Fluorocarbon. Get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Lining Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com, and certainly not a better time to buy your Sato Crimp Kit than right now. I know we've got them on sale for way cheaper than we
Come
ever
on.
Saw. The crimps themselves, if you're a long-range guy and you want to stock up on crimps, this is definitely the right time
this
to do
This is the
it.
Time.
That's for sure.
Yeah, indeed. And don't forget that deal on Seaguar Fluorocarbon, too.
Oh, dude,
Dale was telling me they're
flying.
Just flying off the shelf there.
Buy, crazy.
It's like buy two, get one free. Is that what it is?
Our new thing now is we're trying to figure out for our display in Del Mar, like we need to put longer peg hooks on our display, because every time we turn around, the fluorocarbon's out, you know. We need to restock Seaguar Fluorocarbon. No kidding, probably 5 or 6 times a day.
We got to
keep refilling the shelves.
It's
been flying. Such
pretty
a good
amazing
deal this year.
Specials. You know, while we're on the subject of the specials, we're going to do a crazy special at the Let's Talk Hookup booth today.
All right.
All right.
What we got?
So if you wear a Let's Talk Hookup hat or T-shirt to the show today or tomorrow, we're going to do a buy one, get one free. So if you buy a hat or a T-shirt for $20, you get one free.
How cool is
if
that?
If you're wearing a hat or a T-shirt to the show, that's a Let's Talk Hookup
like
hat
it.
Or
that's
T-shirt.
Very cool.
Buy one, get one free. And I'm losing money on that deal, but I appreciate the people wearing
that's awesome.
Wearing the
I
stuff
like
to
it.
The show. So.
Very
Come
cool.
on
Very
down
idea.
And take advantage of that. Castman, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, he's giving away trips to Panama, I understand.
I heard that, yeah. I won one earlier, so.
Anyway, just noticing.
Step right up to that, Mike.
I'm just noticing how convenient it is here in the cocktail lounge. Did you guys go to your room last night?
No, we just hung out here.
That's what I figured.
Yeah,
that's what I figured. Anyway, good morning, everybody. great show, as usual. The Halls put on a fabulous show here at the Long Beach Show. I'm at booth 120. Come on by and say hi. Pick up some of our literature. And fishing, Cabo San Lucas, Mazatlan just sucks.
Just bad.
Straight up.
Straight up, man. I ain't going to. I'm not going to. Yeah, I'm not going to hold any punches. Anyway, we're at the hot spot as usual this time of year. Ixtapas de Wantanejo. So it's doing pretty well on sales. We're getting a few blue marlin outside, finding tuna out about 40 miles. So some pretty good fishing there. But otherwise, it's just been a real, really slow last couple of weeks. Only thing I got to say is one more thing. We added to our trips this year. We're doing that the fabulous Mexican Salt Lake, Lake El Salto. Doing a group trip there in February, early February. So if you guys want to go, stop by the booth. We can talk more about it. Anyway.
Fantastic. Awesome, and fantastic. If you're going to be here all day today and all day tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be here all day. I got two of my daughters coming in. They'll be in the booth also. So
okay.
Get to see some nice-looking faces.
All right, Cass, man. Yeah, thanks Cass, a lot man. For everything. Appreciate you coming down to the Hyatt here. And next up, our private boater buddy, Mark Wish from Pacific Edge, who's also here at the show showing off his bait tanks and books and all the good stuff with
all
the fishdope.com report.
Good morning, everybody.
Seabass, really?
Seabass, really?
It's Fred Hall. Of course. What do you mean, really? It's Fred Hall show. Of course they're
now,
right.
Now, I'm not going to go down south and make, you know, some people close by me here too nervous and talk about any of that. But we're going to do a little quick three-island report here for the show. San Clemente Island's been biting a little bit, finally, kind of waking up, getting more coverage over there, quite a bit of yellowtail. Smaller fish up to the west, backside west, and a little bit on the front. The bigger ones have been backside east outside of China in the deep water there. They've been living there all winter long, so that's starting to get rolling. So there's really good signal from Clemente. And had friends at Santa Barbara Island yesterday. They looked around for exotics, did not see that, but they had real good shallow-water cod fishing, and that area up there, guys, is in the cow-cod zone. No fishing deeper than 120 feet up there because of that cow-cod closure that hopefully they modify a little bit one day. But very good shallow-water cod fishing for those guys up there, and that was a great report to have. And then Catalina, near and dear to my heart, and, of course, right here for showtime, like always, on schedule. We got this, a little white sea bass report. There was a little commercial catch of fish earlier in the week of nice big ones. That's those pre-spawn females moving in, so that's good signal. Deep water fish backside east. And of the handful of fish I've heard of caught so far, the biggest was 61 pounds.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's all been good grade fish.
And so that was a Catalina fish.
That was a Catalina fish.
Whoa.
And there is a little bit of squid around the island. It's very, very scratchy conditions there, but there's enough to make if you got the right stuff and you're willing to work at it. So it's coming together, and unfortunately, we got some weather to deal with here for the next few days. So that might set things back a little bit, and guys, don't even think about going out here with what's going on. We got a big swell and lots of wind, and I think you should come into the show. We're in booth 607, and
you're showing off bait tanks.
We're showing off bait tanks. Yeah, you can see a carbon copy of Ricky's famous bait tank. We got one there in the booth. And then 11:30 today and 11:30 tomorrow, I'm doing a really nice PowerPoint presentation upstairs in the upstairs seminar room. So please stop in for that, and I look forward to seeing you.
Fantastic. All right, Mark. And what's the booth number again?
607.
607. And of course, you're very close to fishdope.com, I think, right across.
I would say not even a short cast.
Yeah.
More
yeah.
like a flip.
Right across the aisle.
Right across the booth.
You want to save money on a fishdope.com report, annual report, and all the stuff from yourself and Dave and all the guys there.
Danny does such a fantastic job with that report.
Job.
They work really hard at
just
that.
Just slide across the aisle and go to the fishdope.com booth and sign up.
Sign up.
All right.
We'll see you guys.
Appreciate that. Appreciate you coming down here to Hyatt Regency this morning.
All right. Hey, with that, we're going to continue with our catch report. Head on down to San Diego. Talk to our good buddy Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How's the show going?
Excellent.
Perfect. Sounds good. Well, got a little bit of weather rolling through this weekend, so haven't had much fishing over the last few days in the C4th for the rockfish opener there. Actually had some very good rock fishing, some bottom fishing there, rockfish, reds, sculpin, lingcod, about what you'd expect at the beginning of the month. Then they've been filling in on some birdwatch trips the last few days, and hopefully once this weather rolls through, we'll be back to catching fish there. And coming up this next week, we've got the Outer Limits running a day and a half out to Cortez and Tanner Banks. So pretty similar to what we've been talking about. Like I said, unfortunately, a little slow week here as far as actually getting trips out, but looks to be just getting better from here on out. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Happy schedule's up there, that day and a half. Probably within the pretty quick here, you'll probably be seeing San Diego put some trips back up. He's getting close to finishing his boat work and getting back out there, so definitely keep an eye out for that. Like I said, Outer Limits this weekend, next weekend. Still lots of options. Just wait for the weather to blow through and get you back out there fishing.
Right on, Marco. Certainly some good fishing to be had, and got to say a big thanks for, I see John Yamati, Mark Larson, everybody's doing a really good job up here. Seaforth booth has been packed every day up there at the show, so we miss you up here, but glad to hear things are going well down at the landing, and get through this little spat of weather, we'll get right back on catching those yellows.
Well, thanks for the report there. Tell John he can keep his job.
All right, we'll let him know.
Appreciate that. Hey, thanks, Marcus. Before we move on to Rick Jensen and Sport Fishing Financial with our Northern Baja report, Wayne Cotto is here, our head guy from CCA California. Good morning, Wayne.
What's up, Wayne?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys all doing?
Oh, great. Terrific. CCA California doing a terrific job. You're doing a great job as director, too. We're making headway, and we're getting new members, right?
We absolutely are. We can't thank the Fred Hall Shells enough for everything you guys are doing. Let's Talk Hookup. We are doing very well at the membership booth. The package is being received well. We have 28 awesome coupons, over $3,200 worth of value in those coupons. We are at both entrances, and we are signing everybody up. And if you miss us on the outside, we have an inside booth this year. We will pick you up on the inside, still help you out, show you where all the booths are. So, yes,
yeah,
come see us.
Indeed. And, you know, just to reiterate, CCA California is part of a national organization, CCA. And I think one of the most important things is support pro-fisheries legislation when we're talking about our directors and what we're talking about today. That's one of the important aspects of CCA California.
Absolutely. We are all about making sure that we keep our fisheries open and our anglers access to the fisheries. We want to work with the CDFW and all of the people in the agencies and the councils to make sure that we have fair access to our fisheries, that we support the resources correctly. We understand that we need regulations. We are conservationists, too. We want to make sure that we have proper access, that we control the species and the take on those species. We absolutely understand that. That's why we support the scientific reviews that you guys are doing. We understand those. We want to support those. We look forward to the results of the hatchery review because we want to get through that so we can get to the next species out of that hatchery program. That's what we're pushing for.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we really do want to work with you guys on that. We applaud everything that you guys are doing, the enforcement side on poaching. We applaud everything you guys are doing there. We really enjoy what Kerry does, the question and answer, because it answers the questions. And the thing I heard today, looking forward to that application to make it simpler. Our regulations are so tough on our anglers. We want to make sure we all understand where we can fish, what we can fish for, when we can fish for them. Make it simpler, please. We love that kind of stuff.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Wayne. Thanks,
appreciate it.
Join CCA. It is a future for our angling community and to work together with the DFW for sure. So let's go ahead and continue with our catch report.
You got it. We're heading for our Northern Baja report. We got Rick Jensen standing by from Sport Fishing Financial. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick. Pete, Bart.
Good morning.
Hey, Department of Fish and Wildlife, I appreciate you guys standing up there like everybody said, and to hear you even address the question or make a statement on return on investment, that was refreshing. So we're figuring out where our dollars are going. That's great.
It's a good thing.
So, you know, we've got a little weather. Great day to be at the Fred Hall Show. If I had the flexibility in a perfect world, I'd grab some new gear and head south. They've got some beautiful weather seeded for the next few days there. I think the storm's going to stay a bit north. Down in Mulegé, it's been hot, no wind, water 70 degrees on the outside, lots of whale sharks in Bahia Concepcion. The yellowtail grouper are in the deeper water, and some of the cabrilla are showing up near shore. In La Bocana, yellowfin are around, yellowtail are around, bonefish are in the inside. And late yesterday, we got a report that the big white sea bass showed up. You can probably see that. I know Gary Graham got a hold of that information later, but they brought in a bunch of tankers on the high spots down at La Bocana. Dan Canteen, a couple of white sea bass early in the week. Overall, fishing's a little slower, a little smaller on the yellowtail, but weather's going to be a little tough there. It's going to hit there with the wind and the swell. And in Ensenada, again, same situation earlier in the week. Rockfish, sheephead, occasional yellowtail. And over on Gonzaga Bay, San Felipe, water continues to warm, popped up a couple degrees. lots of cabrillas showing in the catch and some bigger cabrilla. So might be a good time to scoot over to the other side and see if you can catch a non-wind day and get into some of that nicer fishing in the Sea of Cortez with some fresh new gear that you pick up today.
You know, that's kidding. And you have your booth, right, at Sport Fishing Financial Booth. What number is it, Rick?
We're in 212, right behind the beer stand.
There you go. Perfect spot.
Very popular spot.
Yeah. So go see Rick. Sport Fishing Financial is a good friend and a great guy. Talk finances and fishing and how you can get on a trip aboard the Royal Polaris to Guadalupe Island, right?
Absolutely. That's going to be a big one for us. We've got several spots still available, and we're returning the day before Thanksgiving, early in the morning. So for those who have that week off or want to bring some tuna home for Thanksgiving, let's go fishing.
That's yes, awesome, indeed. Rick. And then also you have that big seminar aboard the Pacific Provider coming up. You got a lot to talk about. So go by and see Rick in the Sport Fishing Financial booth. Find out how you can go fishing with Rick and make some money and have a good time. Rick, thanks a lot for your participation, and we will see you at the show.
Okay, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Rick. Well, that's going to wrap up our Catchport again, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality, innovation, strength, and durability. And here at the Fred Hall Show, you can get the best price of the year, no doubt, on Gamakatsu Hooks. Basically, all the hook packs are discounted from their original price, and you buy two, you get one free. Now is definitely the time to stock up. Get your Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store, or much better yet, come to the Fred Hall Show and get them at your favorite tackle booth.
Up.
Because
yeah.
It is a good time to buy them.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Buy two, get one free. Are you kidding me?
Well, not just buy. I mean, it's discounted price, which you hardly ever see on Gamakatsu,
right.
And buy two, get one free. It's an awesome deal.
Fantastic. All right. Hey, Joe is here from Santa Barbara. Joe, you still hanging out? Thanks for coming down to the Hyatt Regency here in Long Beach and going to the Fred Hall Show today. I want to thank everybody for coming out this morning and getting up early and coming to see the show here. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning. My question is, in Santa Barbara, there's been several oil derricks that have been removed, cut down to the ocean floor. Why aren't they left there as artificial reefs like in other states?
So no
comeback on that one.
We're trying to figure out who's going to answer that question, right?
Yeah, I can definitely respond to that. So we are in the process of evaluating new legislation that would help streamline that process. A number of factors come into play, looking at what are the net environmental benefits, what are the cost benefits to the oil companies, cost savings that could then go to the state to help fund more conservation. Really looking at the whole program in total, I think we're going to see some movement in the coming years, potentially see some artificial reefs. That'll raise a whole host of other questions of, can we fish those reefs? There's a lot of protected groundfish species that live on those oil derricks now because they can't be fished. So once we top them, if we do top them, will they be open to fishing? Will they not? So there's a lot of questions that we need to work through with you guys, the conservation community, and the oil industry.
Let me take it a step farther, Joe, since you asked about Santa Barbara, which, by the way, comes in as our second most profitable commercial landing port along the whole coast.
Really?
So right in behind Monterey as to pounds of fish brought in, about 81,000 pounds of
wow,
our commercial fish.
That's
so
interesting.
You mentioned oil. Y'all may not know, but back in May of last year, we had the biggest oil spill in California in about a quarter century, so 25 years. A pipeline burst just north of Santa Barbara near Refugio State Park and ultimately spilled over 100,000 barrels of oil into the ocean there.
100,000 gallons, not barrels.
Barrels, excuse me. And most of y'all probably don't know that oil spill preparedness and response is actually the department's mission. We have the state's point entity on oil spill preparedness and response called OSPR, housed within our department. So we've been very active. We're now into the last phases of dealing with the spill and are shifting into what's called the natural resource damage assessment part of this, where the responsible party, the pipeline company, and the trustee agencies, we're one of them, are analyzing the impacts, creating the data record, and will seek to settle this dispute or head to litigation. And one of the ideas that's coming up from, I think, Captain David Bacon, is whether appropriate mitigation package could include artificial reef development. So that's under discussions, come up in public workshops in Santa Barbara relative to that spill.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Good question. Thank you very much. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones, right?
You got it. How about we talk to Joel, who's calling us from Westchester this morning. Joel, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you. I have a question for Chuck.
Go ahead, Joel.
Good morning. Any movement on a 365-day fishing license? You renew
good
it
question.
On the day you buy it, a year later.
Okay, Joe, good question. And Joe's referencing a legislative effort and a bill written by Senator Berryhill, I think last session, to take the department to a 365-day license, the date of purchase, 365. I think this discussion, Joe's got to take a hard look at the facts and do it openly. So since this concept's come up, we've surveyed all other states in the nation that have done this. And what we're seeing generally is many of those states didn't make the claimed revenue gain or lost money, and some of those have actually reverted back to calendar year.
Really? Wow.
Now, there are a few states, Utah's the primary example, that has actually made the claimed revenue gain. We don't think it's as easy as this black and white argument, if you go to 365, therefore you will make a bunch of new money. I think it's more nuanced than that, and we've asked the author and some of the leading advocacy groups to continue to sit down and look through the data and see if we can find an approach here. Stafford, do you want to add anything?
Yeah. The Utah example, it's a mixed bag. When states go through looking at the structure of their license sales, there's often multiple changes, buying a family license, buying a combo license. The Utah example, they took what is commonly known as what throughout the nation, anybody 16 years or younger doesn't need a fishing license. What Utah did was they required 12-year-olds to have a fishing license. Hmm. So while you may have had a benefit of a 365 license, they were now requiring our teenage youth to have a fishing license. So it's a mixed bag. I think what we're committed to is looking at all aspects of what can we do better, how do we deliver timely product to the constituents, and it's a not an easy answer. There's 11 states that have gone to this, and as Chuck said, several of them have reverted back, and Florida, they actually, one of those states added a marine license, so you'd need two licenses under one structure. So it's a myriad of stuff, and a lot of states are looking at it, and I just say stay tuned.
And Joe, so all that said, I actually very much support what I see as the objective underlying the campaign to go to 365. As I see it, the objective coming from the angling groups is increase interest, make it easier for entry to marketplace, and produce more potential revenue for the department, which can be then translated back into the resource and access programs we all want. I think that's a pretty solid interest. I'm just encouraging us all to think carefully about this before we automatically conclude it's the right way or the wrong way to go. So we still have an open mind at the department. We're just kind of going through the topic with the community.
Sure. Complex issue. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Gus is here from Burbank. And we're very thankful Gus is here from Burbank. Where is Gus? Is he around? Still around? There he is. Gus, once again, brought our panel here some beautiful smoked salmon. And thank you, Gus, for that. It is delicious.
Awesome.
And you are the best.
Thank you very much, Pete.
All right. Step up to that mic. Don't be shy.
Okay, I'm going to change my original question, and I wanted to know if you offer lifetime fishing licenses for low-functioning, handicapped people.
We do offer lifetime. I'm not sure we offer lifetime for, like, a specific subcategory. We have in the last couple of years also begun to change for a more advantageous approach our fees and licenses relative to veterans and youth. Not that I'm aware of, but let us check in the next break and make sure we don't offer something in that category. And I'll keep an open mind. It might be a good idea to think about pursuing.
My son is an adult, and I know it was offered when he was a teenager, but it's not offered as an adult.
Let me look into that, Gus. And if I'm here next year and we still haven't answered that question for you, bad on me. So we'll put it at the top of our Q&A list.
Thanks, Gus.
Okay.
Again, appreciate you coming down and bringing us some salmon. Appreciate that.
Yeah, very much. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Again, we're live for the Fred Hall Show at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
At Dawson & Associates Insurance Services, we recommend travel insurance for your next trip. Plans include trip cost cancellation, emergency medical evacuation, and medical expenses. For the frequent traveler going at least 100 miles from home, we have an annual plan, including foreign and domestic travel that insures every trip you make for an entire year for only $267. We guarantee the lowest prices on all our travel insurance products. Call Bob or Christy at 619-460-5615, or to view prices or apply online, visit safariglobaltravel.com. That's safariglobaltravel.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. The best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including Shimano, rods, reels, and accessories. No one has a better selection of Shimano product than Fisherman's Landing Tackle. A must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
All right, it's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar. And better than a 60-second seminar, you can get an hour-long seminar right here at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show in the Power Pro booth, which is right next to the Shimano booth at the Long Beach Show here. The guys are in there teaching knots. They're showing you why Power Pro is a better product.
The beauty of Fred Hall Show is you can buy your Power Pro, get a killer deal, and then walk right over to the Power Pro booth. You can learn connections. You can learn inserts. You can learn how to splice loops. You can learn the benefit of why you might choose Max Quattro over Super Slick or the original Power Pro. You got the experts in the booth standing by to help you fill everything out.
There it is. So be sure to go by the Power Pro booth right here at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show and learn about why people are switching and going to Power Pro, the best product there is.
The Fred Hall Shows are the best place to buy your next boat, and Inland Boat Center will be there ready to put you into the right boat. They've been around 35 years and have something for everyone. Inland Boat Center will have the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. If you purchase a boat during the Fred Hall Show, there will be factory incentives. In fact, all new Defiance and Arima boats are eligible for a free electronics package, as well as Defiance and Arima dollars to put towards the purchase of any Defiance or Arima. Please see sales personnel for details. Inland Boat Center will have the most popular fishing models on display and factory representatives to help answer all your questions. So time to trade in that old boat and get the Defiance or Arima boat you really want at the Super Fred Hall Show deal from Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check inlandboatcenter.com and see them at the Fred Hall Shows.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Start 2016 strong with Yamaha's legendary reliability sales event. From January 1st through March 31st, purchase an eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and choose either 2 free years of limited warranty coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Yes, that's up to $1,500 in dealer credit towards the purchase of goods or services from your authorized participating Yamaha outboards dealer, or 2 additional years of Yamaha extended service on top of your 3-year 4-stroke factory limited warranty for no extra cost. That's a total of 5 years of warranty coverage and an MSRP value of up to $23,000. That's right, eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes include a choice of 2 free years of Yamaha extended service or up to $1,500 in dealer credit, but only during Yamaha's legendary reliability sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2016. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're live here at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach. Fred Hall Show, the big Saturday day coming up today. Going to be an awesome one.
Yep, starts at 10 o'clock. Doors open at 10 o'clock all the way to 8:30 tonight. And tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, we'll be right back here at the Hyatt Regency. We'll actually be downstairs tomorrow in the Sea View Rotunda. So you just take the escalator down from where we are now in the bar area, and we'll be downstairs, a little better, bigger venue, a little more open, and a little better acoustics down there. We're going to have a great lineup. You just heard about the Arima and Defiance boats. We're going to have Mark Dakin from Inland Boat Center. We're going to have John Yerdy from Mammoth Lakes talking trout fishing, the big trout opener coming up in April. Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charters talking salmon and halibut and more up in Alaska. And Tim Lockwood, who puts together all the hunting stuff. Right, Bart? For everything here at the Fred Hall Show. So we're going to be talking quite an aspect about that. That's tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on the Mighty 1090 and right here live at the Hyatt Regency downstairs in the Seaview Rotunda. Hey, I have a question for Craig, and he knows by listening to the show that lobster's near and dear to my heart and lobster fishing and lobster regulations and such like that. There's a lot going on right now with lobster in California, right, Craig?
Yeah, thanks, Pete. I was wondering if lobster was going to come up today. I know we're getting into summer. A reminder, we've got 2 more weeks of lobster season, so if this weather clears up, go out and get them before the season closes. Couple things coming up on the radar. I think, as you all know, we've been working on a fishery management plan for about the last 3 years for lobster. At the April commission meeting in Santa Rosa, the Fish and Game Commission will be considering adopting that fishery management plan. One of the really cool features of that fishery management plan is this is the first time we're quantitatively giving credit to the fishery for marine protected areas. So, you know, this is something we've never done before for any fishery. I know the marine protected areas have displaced a lot of guys. We've heard a lot of, you know, a lot of bloodshed and tears were sweat over that. We're actually giving credit to the fishery for MPAs for the lobster fishery.
Great.
And then in June, the commission will be considering associated regulations that go along with that FMP. So some of the changes they'll be considering will be a change to the recreational start time. So that'll be moving that start time to 6 a.m. Saturday morning as opposed to midnight the Friday before. Marking of hoop net floats, tail clipping or punching of recreationally caught lobster, and that's a tool to try to prevent illegal commercialization. And then one more that we just added, and this is based on feedback that came out of Carrie's column, is to allow hoop nets to be brought on board vessels and then short lobsters return. So previously, or currently actually, you technically can't bring undersized lobsters out of the water onto the deck of a boat. We're going to change that so you guys aren't trying to bend over the water, sort your hoop nets on a rocking boat in the middle of the night.
Yeah, good idea. That's a very good call. Thank you for listening. They're all important ones. Any idea, Craig, why the hoop netting and lobster fishing in general along the coast this year was so hard? Is it the warm water?
That's a really good question. Typically we would have thought with an El Nino year in warm water, lobster's really good.
Yeah.
Talking to the commercial guys and talking to the rec guys, we know lobster season wasn't very good this year. We don't know why. One of the commercial guys, one of the lobster advisory committee reps out of San Diego, they seem to think that it's the water mass that came in, the warm water, came from a different area.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't bring the food that the lobster needed, and the lobster went somewhere else. But
interesting.
We haven't seen warm water conditions like this associated with low lobster numbers.
Yeah, interesting. Very good. Hey, Blair is here. I wants to talk about salmon. Blair, hey, come on up to the mic.
Pete, while Blair comes up, sure. Let me close the loop on Gus's question. So we took a quick look about lifetime free license for those in our citizenship who may be disabled. We do not offer a free lifetime license, but we don't charge for sport fishing licenses for those that are mobility, vision, or developmentally disabled. So there's not a lifetime offering, just annually if someone's wanting a sport fishing license and they have one of those conditions, then there's no charge.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, and how? Where would you get that? At one of the licensed dealers, or would you have to go directly to the department?
I believe you have to go directly to the department for that.
Okay. Yeah. And Pete, one of the gentlemen approached me during the break and asked about how do we make it more easy for those that receive the disability license. I think it's worth looking into about, you know, some permanent record so that renewal is more easy versus having to travel out. So we're committed to looking into that.
Great. Well, and you need to go directly to the department to receive that first license. But once the license has been issued, it can then be purchased from any licensed retailer. So if you need to go in and get it the first time.
Purchased or given?
Well, if you're receiving one of the no-charge licenses for having one of those, causes, then you can, once you've got the license in hand, you can go to any licensed retailer. They can scan it and that pops up. So,
okay.
Like I work in a tackle store. We don't have the ability to issue a disabled no charge license, but we do have the ability to issue a renewal for the next year.
For a no charge. Okay, good news. Good information. Very good. Blair, thanks for coming down.
Good morning. Bart, again, thank you for the show. Pete and Rick, thank you for the radio show all year long. It's awesome.
Our pleasure.
There was an article in Western Outdoor News a couple weeks ago about the Fish and Wildlife had put 300,000 salmon smolt into the Delta system and excited the striped bass bite. Okay, so with that, I'm going to take that to the salmon smolt. What effect does the striped bass have on the salmon smolt? Question number one. And question number two, what effect do the Delta pumps, state and federal, have on the salmon smolt? Thank you.
Thanks for the question, Blair. I don't read Western Outdoor News, but I can imagine that article. And what we've been trying to do for the last couple of years is keep our fishery alive at a opportunity level by doing what we can with our combined state and federal hatchery system, including about 2 years ago, moving most of the fish physically down towards the estuary rather than putting them in the river because the river conditions have been so lethal because of the drought. And we get a lot of pressure from the commercial salmon fishery to continue to do that as a band-aid through this drought period. So let me turn to the striped bass question. There's no question in my mind that when you have hungry, bigger fish around smaller fish, the bigger fish can eat the smaller fish. That's what happens in the Delta, and we know, I think it's not worth trying to cover up this item, we know that striped bass predate on salmon, and it's a problem within kind of trying to recover these most depressed salmon stocks. But it's not the only problem. We've got a variety of conditions in the Delta which have contributed to the decline. And remember, salmon are only moving through our Bay Delta estuary up north. They're not resident there. They're moving back and forth. We've lost about 95% of our historical wetland habitat in the Delta. That contributes to this problem. We've taken what was meandering streams and a complex salt and freshwater interface, and we've channelized most of those streams. We've made them concrete or we've turned them into ditches. That means we've lost riparian cover. That translates into warmer water temperatures, which are lethal for salmon. It's also true that how we manage water deliveries out of the large federal and state water project contribute to less fresh water moving through the estuary. All of those things have gotten us where we are today, which is not a good place for those fisheries. I would argue that there is potentially some benefit to changing the physical water infrastructure from big pumps down in the south end of the Delta, which suck fish towards them, that were built over 50 years ago, to less reliance on those pumps and a conveyance facility that moves water around the estuary than rather trying to pull it through. In the 1960s, our department stood up publicly and said, if you stop these big water projects just with those pumps, you're going to chew up fish and you're going to produce a dramatic decline. So we've been on record for like 50 years saying the pumps are not an efficient way to manage the water deliveries through the Delta, and you may want to consider conveyance around the Delta.
Okay. So speaking of chewing up fish, let's talk about sea lions and their issues with...
I suppose I walked into that.
And their issues with salmon, steelhead, endangered species and such like that. I know it's a federally regulated situation. Do you ever see a solution for the horrendous sea lion problem that we have?
Let me ask Stafford to weigh in, but I would say, generally speaking, that is a management challenge most often raised in the context of the Columbia River system up in Oregon and Washington, more so than it's raised as a major limiting factor down here in our California fisheries around salmon.
So right now, Oregon and Washington have developed programs to haze or deal with sea lion concentrations or marine mammal concentrations that are preying very heavily upon sensitive salmon stocks. There is discussion back in Washington over this issue. I don't know where it's going to go. It gets hypersensitive when people get engaged about what do we do about these marine mammals. So we're just going to have to let it play out. But there are programs in place in both Oregon and Washington. It has been raised to some degree around some of our northernmost ports, and we'll just have to stay tuned. I'd like to address one issue. The department has been actively engaged with different techniques to talk about striped bass predation on salmon smolts. We've been working with facility operators throughout the Delta ecosystem. Is there something can we do different where there's a, say, a concentration of lights on a pier or some structure? Can we turn those lights down at night? That will reduce the concentration of predators. Is there a jetty wall? Is there an outcrop? Is there an abnormal feature in the channel where the predators are concentrating? You know, we're not interested in a war on striped bass, but can we do physical manipulations to the system to reduce that nick point pressure as the juvenile salmon are moving by? We're looking at different release strategies for the juvenile salmon from the hatcheries. Can we meter them out so it's not just pull the back end of the truck up and dump them and it becomes a feeding frenzy? So we're all over this trying to figure out how can we do it better.
And Pete, you know, this is a question that's kind of a light into our world, right? So in some sense, welcome to our world. And it's not just in the...
It's a complex world.
It's not in the not just in the aquatic realm. So over on the terrestrial side, we've got really imperiled species of owls, spotted owls, an example, that are protected under law. And as the climate's changing, we're also seeing more owls come into California and the population grow of barred owls, which are not legally protected, more common and abundant. What does the barred owl like to eat? The threatened and protected spotted owl. So, you know, a lot of these resource management questions are wickedly hard to sort through to find an appropriate balance.
Yeah, not easy. No easy issues when it comes to fish and wildlife management, for sure.
That's for sure. Hey, I want to remind you, don't forget, this portion of the show is sponsored part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. And got to tell you, that is one of the most heavily visited booths at the show. Go by the Fisherman's Processing booth. You can meet Sean, meet Rosie, meet the whole gang here at the Fred Hall Show, and sample some of their amazing smoked fish and jerky. The Fisherman's Processing booth is very well worth the stop. And if obviously if you want more information, you can check fishermansprocessing.com. And when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new Paramalley Gyms, who's getting tickets to the Fred Hall Show. We're giving away more prizes here. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing. Our booth this year at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show is actually three factory booths in one. That means three times the selection and savings just for you. Let's start with Maui Jim. Over 300 pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, plus lots of custom My Maui styles, including a huge selection of Maui readers. Looking for a new pair of sandals or shoes? Olokai will have their largest selection for both men and women at the Fred Hall Show, with a huge display of the coolest styles and factory reps on hand to fit you with the right one. Again this year, Afrin Abutin will be on hand to help you select from his massive inventory of war baits. Here's big news. Paul Hebert from the hit television show Wicked Tuna will be hanging out with us. So come by, meet Paul, and talk bluefin tuna with him. The Dana Landing booth will have it all for the saltwater guide to be ready to fish. Stop by and meet me at the Dana Landing booth at the Del Mar Show. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com. It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth, the most complete selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including Shimano, rods, reels, and accessories. No one has a better selection of Shimano Talica and Trinidad reels. Accessories like tackle bags, flat fall jigs, Colt Sniper, and more. Make sure to see the Torium HG. Fisherman's Landing Tackle staff knows your needs. Come see our best booth ever, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
RF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
With that slam dunk, that's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Hey, the big winner of the Maui Jim sunglasses went to Brian in Hema. Congratulations there. And two tickets going to the Fred Hall Show. Del Mar from all of our callers. Big winner on that one was Norman in San Diego. Guys, congratulations. You are going to be stoked
wow.
with those new glasses and your trip to the Del Mar Show.
Indeed. And Chuck and your great group here, entire staff, first of all, thank you for the opportunities. Yeah. Just not enough time, but we do have more time, and that's at 1:30 today. On the Mammoth Lake stage, it's going to happen again, right?
It's totally going to happen again. We look forward to everybody coming down and asking us questions. Let me run through a couple of quick thank yous, starting with you and Rick. Like I said to start, this is a fantastic opportunity for the department. I look forward to it every year. Bart, congratulations on another successful show. Let me say thanks to everybody in the audience. And breaking scientific news, I've done an informal survey with my own eyes here, and this is by far the biggest crowd in the hotel lobby I've seen in the 3 or 4 years I've been doing this.
That's a good one.
We got standing room only down here. And right in front of me in the front row is a young gentleman. I'm guessing he's probably 5 or 6. And I think I've got the greatest job in the world as director of this department. But in my view, our job is really about the next generation. It's holding on to these resources. It's stewarding them to their healthy state so that our kids can have the same hunting and fishing and other use and enjoyment benefits that we've had in this great state of California. So I'm just thankful people give us a shake at the department, and we look forward to continuing to stay engaged with you all.
You bet. Thank you very much for that. So once again, 1:30 coming to the show today. Among other things, Bart, what else can we look forward to today?
Yeah, my thank you to the panel, too. They don't have to do this. We could all be contacting them by email and being frustrated.
Yes.
This is unusual, and
yes.
We need to thank them for that. Remember, you can buy your fishing licenses here at the show.
Right.
We have a wonderful setup. If you want to renew your license, buy it for your whole family, that's what we want to do. We got lots of seminars today. Western Outdoor News, they're all listed in the program. They're online at fredhall.com. And... So We open today at 10. We close at 8:30. This is a great day to come. Be sure you go outside and see the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Great American Duck Races. You can test drive a Hobie kayak in the lagoon. You can cast Shimano rods and reels and Avett reels out on the lagoon. We'll have 10 seminar venues going all day long. Check it out in the program. It's a great day. This is the best day to come to a Fred Hall show because there's so much to see and do. You can't get through it all in one day, but you get a lot done today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Thanks, Bart, for the opportunity. Awesome. And thanks to Ryan and Gary and Dave and Roger and Bob here helping us out today. I want to thank Adam in the studio. I want to thank James here for our remote broadcast. And we're going to be doing it again tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. right here at the Hyatt Regency. Please join us. We have a whole bunch of prizes to give away tomorrow. We'll be downstairs in the CV Rotunda, right down the escalator there from the lobby. We're going to have John Yerdy from Mammoth Lakes, Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charters, Mark Dakin from Inland Boat Center, Tim Lockwood, who's the hunting guy, and, of course, Bart Hall. We'll be here among others. And we want to thank you for coming by the Let's Talk Hookup booth and all supporting all our sponsors here at the show. And stay tuned now for John and Craig live from Golf Fest right here on the Mighty 1090.